Lori, my name is Rob Thomas. I'm with Rogue Credit Union and Brook Communications Wish Upon a Star program. How are you?
Doing good.
Good. All right, so we got your letter about Dean.
Yes.
Give me some details. What's going on?
Well, so shortly after they had their baby, about a month, his wife passed away. Been about a year and a half since that happened. And then a few months back, he got T-boned by a driver that was uninsured, ran a stop sign, and he's been struggling with his leg, and it just wouldn't heal. And now he just had the lower portion of that leg amputated. And he's a single father. He's really struggling with being a single father and now being in the condition he's in. Mm-hmm. And his baby has to spend most of her time with her grandma, and his other daughter, who just turned 10, splits time between being at home with him and being at a friend's house so he can try to recuperate. And he has overcome so much adversity. He just struggles with the thought that he is not capable of being the father that the girls deserve him to be because of the situation he's in. And honestly, he is a warrior and a fighter and an overcomer, and he is so amazing. And I don't think he sees himself as that right now, especially since his surgery.
Not being able to provide or do some of the things that he enjoys, and he thinks that he can't be the dad that he wants to be when that's not the case at all.
Absolutely.
He's in recovery.
He is in recovery.
So, man, that's a battle in itself.
Yeah, it's almost a year. Yeah. He's gone through all of this clean and sober.
That's amazing. I mean, if there was any time to slip up and go back, that's tough.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yep.
So what can Wish Upon a Star do to help him?
Well, realistically, I know that he keeps his financials very private.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, without him being able to work, his veterans pay is all he has to live on at the moment because he's not able to do the other things that he does for income. Being able to have Christmas gifts for the girls, little Laura is going to be 2 in March, and Danica just turned 10. I know that he just doesn't have the means to give them a good Christmas. I mean, I even asked him, hey, you're going to put up a tree? No, I don't think I'm going to decorate this year.
All right. Well, I think there's definitely some ways that we'd be able to make him feel good, I hope.
Yeah, that would be so amazing.
Is this Dean?
Yeah, how can I help you?
Well, this is Rob Thomas with Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star program.
Sure, how can I help you, Rob?
Well, I got a letter about you nominating you for Wish Upon a Star.
Are you serious?
I am. You're familiar with me and what we do.
Yeah.
I know about a year and a half ago, your life was turned upside down.
Yeah.
With the passing of your wife, Laura. You were left to raise the 2 kids on your own and try and manage by yourself. And try and cope with the fact that the love of your life is now no longer there. You've struggled with addiction for a year now. You've been clean.
Not quite a year yet. No fronts. I still got a month before that happened. January 13th will be my 1 year.
That'll be awesome, man. And we're super proud of you for that. Because that right there is a whole entire battle of its own. And on top of what you've had to go through, life was starting to get a little bit back to normal, and unfortunately you were involved in a terrible motorcycle accident. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, some jerkwad ran a stop sign and T-boned me when I was ready to head to an NA meeting the day I moved into my new apartment, and he found out he had no insurance, no license, and last Tuesday he got amputated.
And that, again, turned your whole life, what you had just started to finally get back into the rhythm of, back upside down again. My heart bleeds for you, brother.
Yeah, but I'm a stronger person because of all of this.
Yes, you are.
Even with what I am right now, I still go to the kart track and help out as best as I can.
Yeah? How are the kids doing?
Kids are doing good. You know, my mother-in-law's been helping out with the baby and that, because I can't really take care of her right this moment. And my stepdaughter's been is here throughout the week, and then weekend she was staying with my friend Sarah, so she can get a little reprieve from me. The hour I go to my NA meetings, she's with Sarah, too.
You're fresh out of the hospital. You've been home for, what, a few days?
I got home last Thursday.
Things going fairly well so far?
Yeah, they're going. I mean, Friday I'm supposed to have a physical therapy lady supposed to show up in my apartment and start doing the physical therapy thing. Hopefully here in a couple of weeks I'll start full-blown physical therapy with the first temporary prosthetic.
Nice. That's awesome. That's good news.
And I told them I'm going to be running by July. That's going to go back to refereeing soccer and football. And they said, well, there's no reason why I can't get you running by May.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, it'd be freaking really awesome.
Yeah, that's gotta feel good.
I just got my OSAA license and already did one season of football and baseball and soccer and all that before this happened.
Yeah. How does your leg feel? Does it feel better than what it did before? Do you feel like you made the right decision?
Instead of dragging the dead piece of meat around?
Okay.
Well, funny thing is, I still feel like my left ankle is swelling up and it's not there. That's the weird part right now. Feeling the swelling still going on. It's not happening.
I've heard about that. The phantom pains.
Yeah, well, I call it phantom swelling because I don't feel the pain. I just feel swelling.
Yeah. Let's fast forward here about 11 days. What's Christmas looking like for you?
Well, Christmas Eve, I'm going to my mother-in-law's and with my daughter Danica and we're spending time with her sister and all that and, you know, just try to make the most of it.
Yeah?
Yeah, speaking last Christmas, I didn't have my wife. This Christmas, I don't have a leg. It's just weird.
Hopefully this next Christmas will be even better.
God willing.
I know, you know, you live on veterans pay right now. There's no other way for you to make any sort of money right now. You're just in recovery mode. So you're just barely getting by. So Brooke Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star program would like to try and help brighten things up for you a little. I know you probably lost your favorite boots during that accident.
Yeah.
I'd like to get you a gift certificate to Tractor Supply so that way you can get a brand new set of Chippewa boots that you like.
And that's the only brand I wear.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to get you a Fred Meyer gift card so you can go get the girls some gifts and maybe stock up on supplies for your apartment. I'd like to get you a gift card to Sherm's Thunderbird so that way you can go stock up the pantries, maybe help out with that holiday dinner coming up at your family's house. And thanks to Umpqua Liquidation and Sunrise Enterprises, I'd like to get you a Christmas tree to put in your house as well, so that way you can put those gifts underneath the tree so you can have some good daddy-daughter time and give them something a little special.
Okay.
You got a power wheelchair, right?
Yeah, another veteran gave me one.
Do you have a way to transport it around all right?
Which, the wheelchair or the power chair or both?
Both.
Not really. I mean, I threw the wheelchair in the back of my Jeep.
So
it's kind of a struggle.
What if I was to get you a nice basket and ramp that we can put on the back of your Jeep to be able to haul that around a little bit easier? Would that help you out?
Yeah, that would help out.
Well, thanks to Mancrafts and Steel Outlet, we're going to do that for you.
It's hard to believe some little me is getting all this.
Good things come to those who deserve it. And you've been through hell, partly your own doing, partly not. But you've worked hard, and you've rebuilt your life. You're not the man that you used to be. People notice.
No, because I wasn't a man before. I was a freaking drain on society before.
But you've changed all that. You got to give yourself some credit, man. You know, you got those girls. They're your inspiration. They want their dad in any capacity that he is. And we want to help make this happen for you. And moving forward into the new year gives you some inspiration to keep the fight up and keep going. Because you've got good things ahead of you, brother.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome, man.
Happy holidays from Rogue Credit Union and News Radio 1240, KQEN.